This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Dumpster Diving Mama on the hotline right now.
Tiffany Shree, she's down in Texas. What part of Texas? Well, I'll find out.
I think near Dallas, near Aubrey or somewhere.
Now, we call it dumpster diving, call it curb shopping, whatever you're doing. I found some great stuff over the years. Everything from furniture that I've put in my house when I was younger to, you know, art pieces to weird stuff for when we were building haunted houses.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it, we've done it over the years. Some people prefer to go to estate sales or garage sales like my mom went to.
Listen,
I had a coat with some other kid's name in it in my when I was a kid.
There's at least one item in my household in each room right now that's something that I found or that I've held over to bring over. And if you put it against a wall the right way, you would never know it's from a dumpster.
Well, the thing is, she elevated it. Like we're talking about, you know, like curb shopping, dumpster diving,
big trash day.
Repurposing, big trash day. No, she's figured it out. Like there's a bigger game afoot here.
Our next guest is a married Texas mother of 4 who, since around 2020, has made tens of thousands of dollars as a professional dumpster diver. Last year, making an astounding $80,000. And you can follow her on Instagram and on her website, Dumpster Diving Mama. Please welcome Tiffany Shree.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
Tiffany, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
First of all, I just have to say I love that song you played.
Of course, right? Dude,
Good morning.
I'm a curb shopping, dumpster diving, big trash day weirdo. Like, I love that stuff.
I love that.
Some people find it beneath them, but you've found, like, because most of the stuff, like we do, like when we were young, we'd find furniture. Or, you know, you'd look for free stuff now on Facebook. They're like, free if you pick it up. Mostly it's someone trying to get you to clean up their yard of firewood or whatever. But you have figured out that big stores, big retail stores, there are some that throw out stuff that's perfectly good, usable, and more importantly, resellable.
Oh yeah, every single day.
How does that work?
Pretty much, I've been doing this a long time. I discovered it in 2017 via like a YouTube video. So I went and tried it, and like literally my very first time I went diving, I came home with a box of brand new makeup.
Oh, you were hooked. You won. You hit the slot. You hit the jackpot on the slot machine the first time you went.
So
you
figured, I was hooked after that.
Yeah. This is the way it's always going to be, right?
So. Oh yeah, definitely.
So how much was that makeup worth?
We totaled it about $2,000.
Well, so
huge find.
So you go rolling up the first time, and are you in Texas at this point? Are you in Dallas?
Yes, I'm in Dallas.
So. It's hot there. I don't know if it's summer or winter, but you open up the lid and you're like, I'm just going to get on in there and see what I can see.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was in for because it was like my first time, but literally the box was sitting like right on top.
Do you think that sometimes you find stuff that, because I know that, I knew some kids when I was younger, the scam was for somebody to work there would throw it out with the trash and somebody else would return something new to get the money.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people do that all the time.
And that you end up having to, you pick it up because you caught it at the right moment?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So what's, like, so then you figure what out? Like, what makes you start going to certain stores or just stores that you like?
Yeah, so pretty much I just use Google Maps. And so, like, stores that I would like to go shop in, say, like, Kirkland's, Ulta, Big Lots, you know, big box stores, I pretty much just drive around back. And check the dumpster.
Does anybody ever throw you out? Or do you ever, I mean, is it dangerous?
I mean, it could be dangerous. I guess there's always the fear of, like, the trash truck coming. But I literally park right in front of the dumpster. And so even if the trash truck comes, they can't, you know, they can't empty the trash.
And you don't just look. You climb into it and you have to dig around.
Yep.
And you ever get stuck in a dumpster?
No, I've never gotten stuck in one. I'm 5'10", so I'm pretty easy to get in and out.
What about rats or animals or other people sleeping in or dead bodies?
Oh my God, I've actually found a person sleeping in a dumpster.
Yeah.
And it literally scared me so bad.
Yeah. By the way, what about the poor person sleeping in there? I bet it wasn't easy for them either.
Oh, I'm sure.
So what happens that day?
I was just walking up, like my normal routine, walking up to check it, and I leaned my head over and literally like this body curled up just sleeping, and I screamed so loud. Yeah. The dude woke up and he was like, he just looked at me and I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, he's like, sorry. I'm sorry. You're sleeping in a dumpster, sir.
I was like, you might want to find a different place.
true story. I was 18 years old, moved out to Los Angeles. I lived off Yucca Street and Highland on just near Hollywood Boulevard. The first day I slept on a floor in an apartment, there was a window and there was a bunch of noise and like you could hear a siren and it stopped and I looked out and there was a dead body in the dumpster outside my window.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, they hauled it. He was stiff. I watched them like stuff him into a bag and stiff board him right out the side. Yeah. No, so you got to be careful, right?
Wow. Yeah. Somebody, I think it was in Texas, had found a newborn baby.
Oh.
It was a big story.
I couldn't get it all the way out, but I was going to ask you what those go for on the open market. But yeah. listen, Dumpster Diving Mama, you're doing this for profit.
I am. I do donate a lot, and I keep a lot also.
You, by the way, the kid was okay, right?
Do what?
The baby was okay, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. Right, now we'll go west. You,
yeah, yeah.
That's the Catholic in me. I say something terrible, and then I feel guilty about it for a second later. You,
yeah. No, they found the mom and everything, and I think she went to prison.
Yeah, yeah. You, so let me go back to this other. What's the most expensive rate of, like, what's the best thing you ever found, the most amount of some one thing?
It would probably have to be in 2021. We discovered warehouses, like distribution centers, and there was one that's really good, always really good, and we found, like, these laptop tri-screens where you, like, connect them to your laptop and it gives you two extra screens.
Oh.
They were $500 a piece.
And how many did you find?
I had 80 of them.
Oh, and what'd you sell them for?
$150. I put them on my website that night because the video went viral. Sold overnight.
Wow! Now you wish you'd have had them at $250, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, that's what a great hit.
Brand new inbox.
Now, do you tell people where you found stuff? I mean, or do you keep it a secret?
No.
Because otherwise, you don't want people fishing at your fishing hole.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
We call it our honey holes.
And so have you ever gotten into another thing with some other hunters where they find your honey hole, like you guys, like, this is mine, or there's some kind of territory issue?
We don't really have territory issues. I've made friends with pretty much all the divers that I've came across here in Texas, and I'm best friends with, like, three of them, and we go diving together all the time.
Have you ever pulled up when another diver came up, and then what's the etiquette? Is it the first one in? Like, you have to haul ass to jump in first?
Yeah, no, so the etiquette is if somebody's already there digging, you don't bother them. I mean, sometimes I go up and I just introduce myself and be like, hey, you find anything good? But I won't, like, physically dig if somebody's already there digging.
Now, is it legal to take someone... is it legal to take someone else's... Like, it's trash, right? But it's still private property. Could you get in trouble?
I typically don't have any issues. I mean, unless there's a private property sign or a no trespassing sign, we're good to go.
What, have you ever had anybody, an employee, come out and question you?
It's been a while. It's been probably about 4 or 5 years since I've been seen by an employee.
Now, what's the story about that? Jake showed me a picture you'd sent him, and it was filled with sex toys, hundreds of sex toys. But they were still brand new in the boxes.
Uh-huh. So that was one of the distribution centers. So these big distribution centers have contracts with certain companies that they hold their product and ship their products out. So when the contract ends, the company has to get rid of all the product they're holding for that company. Therefore, they just throw it all away.
And so what'd you do with the dildos?
Oh, I sold them all.
And people, by the way, I mean, you must have tested them, because aren't you worried that some of the stuff doesn't work?
They were all brand new.
And so do you ever check
everything?
Things? Like if you find something, if it's sealed up, do you worry? You're like, you just buy it as is.
I mean, if it's sealed, I typically don't. But I do test things, like if they're open box.
Did you keep any of the sex toys? Tell me the truth.
Oh, I did.
Right.
I did.
Yeah, girl.
You know what? You're going to be doing just fine with this show. You're talking to Tiffany, dumpsterdivingmama.com, dumpsterdivingmama.com. $80,000 you said you made last year.
Yep.
So that's what we're telling the IRS?
Yep.
Yeah,
she's got a perfect attitude.
I'm not trying to get any trouble. I pay my taxes.
Of course you do. We're all just good American Christians here. That's all. We're just
pay
all just people just trying to do the right thing.
Exactly.
You sell this stuff and you're making a lot of money. Do you think you can break the 150,000 mark?
I'm trying for 100,000. Yeah.
And this is just your only job, or is this something you do full time, or you have another gig?
This is what I do. Besides, like, you know, working with companies and my TikTok and all that, that's what I do.
Good on you. If I can ask you, Tiff, how old you are?
30. I just turned 35.
Wow, dude, you're whipping its ass. I mean, that's fantastic. Because some people would say it's beneath them to do that, and I'm like, you're crazy.
Oh yeah,
like, this is
I see
called,
that all the time.
You're
Good.
An entrepreneur. You are doing. I mean, people want to like. They go, oh, I got a side hustle. I'm like, that's a corporate job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have a second, that's just called my parents would call that a second job. If you are finding something to do like this, creating your own situation, you're finding, buying, and selling. That is, I will give it a side hustle. That's a for real. And you're going to put your kids through college on this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean,
they do it with me too.
You know what?
They absolutely love it.
Good. Absolutely. They would. I would have loved doing it because you're teaching them something good. Listen, don't waste things. And there's a lot of things to be wasted, and you're never above anything. If it's honest, you're not hurting anybody, and you can make the profit, why would you not take the profit? Why would you not put the effort in? Why would you not benefit from that? It's going to a trash dump.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's getting thrown away. But you were saying some people take they have a problem with this? What do you hear? Like, who's got a problem with this?
It's typically just like the employees, because they know there's good stuff in there, and they don't want people getting it because they can't get it.
No, they'd get fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
they don't have friends.
Hey, listen, it wasn't my fault you took this job.
Yep, exactly.
That ain't there. So what's your, I know you want to, don't give your honey hole, but what, let me ask this. Don't tell me what store it is, but what type of store is normally the best and most profitable?
Oh, man. They all close, but it used to be Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, I bet. I bet, because they used
that
to,
they
take anything on a return, anything.
Oh, good.
What do you think the best things you ever found out of Bed Bath & Beyond were?
Probably like a $500 coffee maker.
Did you keep it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Still making coffee?
Yes.
Good on you. Good on you.
It's like an espresso / coffee maker.
You what? Tell me this. It's funny you say that, because the one with the little cups is half broken, but I still use it because it'll work. But the front of it hangs down. But I've literally been using it for 6 months, busted. Because
it works,
and I could go out and buy one, but it works.
Yeah.
So last thing, tell me about the whale vertebra.
Oh my gosh. So it was actually in like a Torrid dumpster, and I pulled it out and I was like, I had no idea what it was. No idea. I was like, what could this huge thing be? Cause it's like a foot like wide. And I pulled it out and I set it on the ground. And I took the video and it went viral. And everybody's like, that's a whale's vertebrae. That's a whale's vertebrae. How did you get that? I was like, it was literally in the dumpster with like a mirror. Like somebody personally dumped their trash. And for some reason, they had a piece of a whale's vertebrae.
What the hell?
And have you priced it out? Like, if I'm sure there's a market for things like that.
I kept it just because sure. I like stuff like that.
Me too.
But,
me too.
A museum wanted to buy it. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm keeping it. It's too cool.
Did you get to the money part? Did they tell you what they would offer?
They didn't.
Come on, you got it.
But honestly, I don't think money could pay for it just because it's so rare.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But again, money is money. And
no, I mean, that's true.
At least you got something to sit on there.
Yeah, no, listen, I mean it's funny. It's your beanie, baby. You're like, what are you invested in? Whale vertebra. Whale
yeah.
vertebra. That's my retirement right over here. That's whale vertebra right there. Okay, let me add one last thing. Is that the weirdest thing you've ever found?
No.
Oh, tell me.
So it was at a Big Lots, and they're known for like throwing away big boxes of furniture. So I look in, and there's these two like 7-foot boxes, and they're taped up completely. And I was like, okay, let me go get my knife. And I like cut open the bottom half of one, and literally this leg with a sock and a foot shoots out of it, and I screamed at the top of my lungs and ran away. I was like, I think I just found a dead body. Like, I talked to my friend. I was like, I think I just found a dead body. I was shaking, and I'm like, okay, I got to go back and open the box and see what's in it. It was used adult dolls. But I tell you, the way it was bunched up in that box, the way the leg like flew out at me,
right,
terrified me.
I'm sure.
Terrified.
Yeah. By the way, but when you say used, how far did you have to inspect it to find out it wasn't of new quality? Oh,
you could clearly see.
Oh, that's listen. I can't throw too many stones. There's a full size silicone sex doll in my living room playing pinball, standing upright. It's wearing shorts and a crop top, but there is one.
What's even worse is I went back and somebody had taken both of them. Apparently, there's a market for used sex dolls.
As far as I know, mine's unused. It was sent to me by somebody we interviewed, and I feel like I have to keep it in the living room because I'm afraid my friends will do something while I'm gone.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Well, listen, Tiffany, if you're just joining us and you're listening, she's in Texas. DumpsterDivingMama.com, DumpsterDivingMama.com. You can also find her. You have a YouTube channel you want to send people to, and TikTok and Instagram.
TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all of it. Same right. Name.
All right, listen, keep us posted on everything, and I'll follow you on social media, and keep us posted if you find anything super weird.
Oh, will do.
All right, then. All right, have a good season.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Anything dirty or dingy or dusty, anything ragged or rotten or rusty, yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's battered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten.
Somebody had just texted in, there's a big scientific study going on right now, and depending on the type of whale it belongs to, it could be worth tens of thousands of dollars, the vertebrae.
Sold.
Yeah.
Like sold. When she's like, no, I'm going to keep it. It's weird. Sold.
Let me tell you, now this plays out in my head. I immediately think back to those news stories we see where the whales wash up on the beach and they gotta explode them to get them out. And I'd be like, dude, I got a whole bunch of chainsaws, pole saws. I'll come back looking like Dexter with, a new house.
Did you?
Like, I'll dismantle a goddamn whale.
Did you see somebody else texted in that dumpster diving is illegal in Kansas City? So I had to look it up. And according to what I found online, it's not illegal in Kansas or Missouri.
No, I don't think
so. But it's like everywhere. If there are no trespassing signs, those kind of things, then you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
I'm sure the first thing somebody does when you get caught dumpster diving, they don't want you to go, that's illegal. The same way, you ever see the videos of somebody getting videotaped on the street And they go, you can't do that without my permission. And I'm like, it's a, yes, they can. Anybody can do anything in public. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
But people believe what they believe, right?
When people come in, like the FBI, when you see somebody dumping their trash in somebody else's dumpster, there's always some guy who's right. And I know that's illegal. But,
well, like, I don't know if it's illegal. I'm sure there's something
But there's always a guy there who shows up who's like, you're going to go to jail.
Well, I mean, that's a whole nother side. I would much rather them do that than I see the dudes, like, there's a road behind my house.
The dudes who dump it in, like, the road are dicks.
Like, I pray for their demise.
There's a place by my mom and dad's house where they dump, and mattresses. you're a dick.
There's so many of those. One day I stopped in the Jeep because I saw the guy in his car. And he was pulled up. He turned in a little bit by this bridge by my house, by the railroad track. And so I stopped and I literally took a picture of his license plate. And I was like, yeah, you think that's funny? Is that you're going to dump out here?
Yeah, play your game.
And then her head came up. I was like, my bad. My bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.